A smooth transition to the year 2000.
What has been referred to as the Y2K bug has been squashed.
Officials warn don't have great expectations from the Israeli-Syrian peace talks. I'm Howard Arenstein.
Bill Parcells leaves the field.
I've coached my last game.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. All the tests and upgrades paid off. The first weekday of year 2000 has seen very few computer problems caused by the date change.
This is Barry Bagnato at the Y2K Command Center in Washington. Rejecting claims that billions were wasted on a non-crisis, White House Y2K Chief John Koskinen insists America's investment will pay dividends for years to come.
We have, in the course of this, gotten rid of a lot of old systems that were antiquated.
Federal officials, for instance, had a chance to discover which systems belong in the 21st century and which should be left in the 20th.
In the federal government, 20% of the systems were retired as a result of this effort.
Companies and countries worked cooperatively to learn how information technology systems are intertwined. Some on Capitol Hill are floating the idea of naming a full-time watchdog to keep future computer threats contained. Barry Bagnato, CBS News at the Y2K Command Center, Washington.
Vice President Gore got bitten by the bug. This morning, his Internet Town Hall website gave the date as January 3rd, 19100. The Gore campaign's technical staff made a quick fix. Now this.
Every day, you may say one thing.
My love is like a pink...
while your breath said something else.
My mouth is like stinking toes.
Introducing Eclipse, a whole new kind of gum from Wrigley. Two pieces of new sugar-free Eclipse stop strong mouth odors fast before they make a statement. So when you say,
do you accept my proposal?
She won't hear.
Does my breath smell like a disposal?
Try Eclipse Gum. It's new.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Most folks will bounce around to four different vacuums in the time they could have owned just one 8-pound Oreck XL. Now, if you want to spend your money on four different vacuums, that's your business. But if you want a vacuum that protects your investment as it cleans your home, that's my business. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. And find out more about the vacuum that cleans your home, not your wallet.
Shepherdstown, West Virginia, a town without a traffic light, is hosting what could be historic peace talks. President Clinton joined Israel's prime minister and Syria's foreign minister today for the start of intensive negotiations. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports live.
Saying if this was easy, it would have been done a long time ago, White House spokesman Joe Lockhart tried to be upbeat.
The president said that he believes the talks are off to a good start. The president believes that both sides are here to work seriously and constructively.
But the State Department is warning against great expectations.
We do not expect to be able to achieve a core agreement in one round of negotiations.
Spokesman James Rubin said tough decisions have to be made about a final border, Israel's security, and rights to water from the Golan Heights. The president is meeting tonight together with Israeli Prime Minister Barak and Syrian Foreign Minister Shara. Live in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
The nation's weather has been a dramatic study in contrasts, roughly divided by the Mississippi Valley. On the western side, cold air, ice and snow. Ahead of that cold air, a front that produced severe thunderstorms, high wind, and even some tornadoes. Twisters were reported in Illinois, Missouri, Mississippi, and Kentucky. At least 11 people are hurt in Owensboro, Kentucky, where homes, a shopping center, and the campus of Kentucky Wesleyan College suffered storm damage. To the east of the front, balmy weather in the northeast. Cities as far north as Portland, Maine, had record highs in the 60s today. In Philadelphia, people had mixed feelings about the balmy weather.
It's a great day in the neighborhood. We're just happy to be out here playing golf.
Winter should be winter, and people should be skiing and playing in the snow.
They'll be doing that in the Great Lakes region in the northern New England area as a cold air mass settles in overnight. Concern about rising interest rates in the new year took some of the steam out of the stock market today. After a record high on Friday, the Dow lost 139 points today, falling to 11,357. But the technology-heavy Nasdaq jumped nearly 62 points to finish at a record 4,131. Stacy Tisdale of CBS MarketWatch explains.
Analysts point out the Nasdaq is simply reflecting what's happening in the economy. We're seeing a shift from the industrial economy to a technology-driven economy. So it's really only natural that we will see this reflected in the stock markets. That's why you're seeing this separation between the Dow and the Nasdaq.
Volume on the New York Stock Exchange today was relatively light. 372 million shares changed hands. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
no accident that a stop sign is red. Color gets noticed. Color stands out. So if you want people to get the point, there's no better way to present your ideas than with Rico Color, Officio Color. And when it comes to your black and white needs, how does around 2 cents a page sound? Sounds like a green light to me. 1-800-63-RICO. We're in your corner.
If your business relies on instant answers, you need Nextel instead of ordinary cellular. With Nextel, you'll have three ways to get those answers in one wireless phone. Nextel Direct Connect, our digital two-way radio feature, a pager, and cellular. And if you sign up for a national business plan by February 29th, we'll even give you free incoming cellular calls through the end of the year, so you can answer the phone more often. Nextel, how business gets done. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Requires new activation.
Bill Parcells stunned New York Jets fans today when he told them yesterday's 19-9 win over Seattle was his last as coach.
At this point in time, I just don't feel like I can give it the way that I know has to be given to be successful.
Parcells is 58. He's had heart problems recently and says coaching has turned into a 365-day-a-year job. He'll become the Jets' chief operating officer. In a meeting with his players, Parcells read the poem Man in the Glass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. The New England Patriots have been in decline since their 1997 Super Bowl appearance under Parcells. Today, his successor, Pete Carroll, was fired.
We need a momentum change.
Team owner Bob Kraft says the entire organization is being evaluated. And after just one season...
I relieve Ray Rose as head football coach at the Green Bay Packers.
General manager Ron Wolf says for whatever reason, the players didn't respond to Rose's program. The Packers missed the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. You know it's something special when newspapers put a comic strip on the front page. Many did today, showing readers the finale of Charles Schulz's long career. It shows Snoopy at his typewriter and a farewell from the cartoonist, saying Peanuts was the fulfillment of his childhood ambition. Many of Schulz's fellow cartoonists worked tributes into their strips today. This reader in Washington seemed to share the sentiments of many Schulz fans.
He's had a long run, but it's kind of sad the way it's ending.
Schulz is battling colon cancer. He's 77. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Everything's on the front burner today. Documents need to be printed, scanned, and faxed. Reports need to be collated. Everything is ASAP. And someone is screaming for color. And you know what? You're cool as ice. Find out how Rico Officio Digital Solutions make your network work. 1-800-63-RICO. We're in your corner.
Looking for daily business news and information you can trust, plus a lively weekend section? Find it in the Wall Street Journal for only 37 cents a day, half off the regular rate. And with Weekend Journal, the Extra Friday section, you'll discover great wines, exotic travel destinations, book and movie reviews, and more. Now get 8 weeks of the journal delivered, including Weekend Journal, for just 37 cents a day when you order with your credit card. This limited time offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-535-7300. That's 800-535-7300 for the Wall Street Journal.
Despite extraordinary efforts, they're still waiting for the first baby of the new year in Otta, Norway. 9 months ago, the town sponsored an erotic week for couples. They got free hotel rooms, champagne, and babysitting in the hopes of conceiving a millennium baby and claiming more than $6,000 in prizes. Otta has had a few near misses. Two babies were born last Thursday, and one was born New Year's Eve. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.